In our study, we examine historical paradoxes in the coffee industry. What are paradoxes? Paradoxes are here conceived as persistent tensions between poles that are both opposite and complementary. For instance, think about the paradox of organizational change. To survive, organizations require stability, a form of continuity, predictability in their operations. At the same time, organizations also need to embrace change as they innovate and exhibit adaptability to respond to evolving market conditions. By essence, paradoxes are persistent and can never be solved. Thus, historical approaches are perfect to study how paradoxes evolve over long periods of time. More specifically, we studied the US coffee industry over more than a century, from the 1910s to the 2020s. In terms of data collection, we analyzed extensive archives at the Baker Library in Harvard Business School, which houses the entire collection of the Tea and Coffee Trade Journal, the industry's leading publication. We also complemented this dataset with other specialized outlets and books on the coffee industry. Our study examines one specific paradox, the paradox opposing pragmatism and idealism. On the one hand, pragmatism emphasizes the practical challenge and down-to-earth constraints posed by concrete situations. In contrast, idealism emphasizes the emotional attachment to the craft and to noble values relating to coffee. Our study shows that during a century, the tension between these two poles mutated, but was always persisting and was shaped by the specific historical context of the time. For instance, during World War II, the emphasis was on pragmatic concern as the supply of coffee was a strategic issue as it was used as a stimulant to maintain alertness. In other periods, idealism dominated, such as, for instance, with the rise of concerns related to sustainability in the early 2000s, which led to the development of the ethical sourcing of coffee. Let's discuss the managerial implications. Our study shows that the tension between idealism and pragmatism is always present, yet it is influenced by the cultural concerns of each historical period. Businesses thus need to adapt their strategies to align with current cultural trends. Ultimately, I think everyone can relate to this paradox opposing pragmatism and idealism. Some drink coffee to stay alert, others for its taste, some for both. For some people in the industry, coffee is a mere commodity and it's all about making profit, which is a pragmatic concern. For others, like specialty roasters, working in the coffee industry is an art and is all about providing a rich taste experience. In sum, to get the best results, managers should try to balance practical and idealistic goals while staying in tune with the zeitgeist, the cultural climate of the time.